Hey, Adam. Thank you for your time today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
No problem. I'll introduce you quickly. Adam Cheers is the owner of Zapickle in Sydney and Peanut Butter Jelly. Adam, would you tell us a little bit more about those two venues, two brands?
Zapickle is a brand we launched in Surry Hills about 4.5 years ago. And basically, it's an American-style burger restaurant. So we do a number of different burgers, loaded fries, desserts. And we also have a range of cocktails, craft beer on tap. We play a lot of old-school funky hip-hop as well. It's more than just burgers. It's a dine-in experience.
Nice.
Peanut Butter Jelly is basically a restaurant. It's a brand that I created about 2 years ago, and it's basically a celebration of street food and street art from all around the world. So it celebrates different cultures such as Asian, North American, South American, Caribbean. And the whole idea is it's based on share plates, like a tapas style. We have some really funky cocktails. We do like peanut butter infused cocktails, which are pretty popular. Again, the whole concept is based around customers coming in for a dine-in experience. So
nice.
Yeah.
So obviously you're still open today in both venues.
Yeah.
Can you tell us how you're leading the change and how you're managing the response to the change?
Sure. So I guess, you know, there's a lot going on at the moment with the current coronavirus issue that we're dealing with. And so It's all quite new and it's changing rapidly on a daily basis. And so if you asked me 2 weeks ago, or maybe even just over a week ago, was the coronavirus having an impact on my business? The answer was no, to be honest. And it literally within a day, things changed to the point where we literally were forced to close by the government and therefore had to resort to providing takeaway or home delivery only. So when big changes like that, no one could predict that things like that were going to happen. You know, if you told me a month ago that we would not be operating open to the public and literally just serving delivery only, I'd tell you that you're crazy. And so within a very short period of time, we literally had 24 hours to adapt and completely change the business. And so, as I mentioned before, both of my brands are very experiential. You know, they're based on a customer coming in for a dining experience because we offer great service, really cool cocktails, craft beer on tap. And it's about the atmosphere. You know, people like sitting down in the venue, listening to the music, sharing food, drinks, and having a good time with their friends. And so all of a sudden, across both businesses, we're no longer able to provide that. So thankfully, I could sort of foresee that something like this was going to happen in the business. And therefore, proactively, I started working on some things behind the scenes. So very quickly, there was a number of things that I did. And very quickly, I started developing my own online order platform so that I would almost remove the reliance of being connected with brands like Uber, Deliveroo, Menulog, etc., and paying them large commissions. So you know, working on that so that that was ready very quickly so that we could pivot straight away to being able to offer customers a takeaway service. And that was something which, you know, as soon as we felt the decline, I remember it was a Monday night 2 weeks ago, our business was unchanged. And then the following day on the Tuesday morning, somebody asked me, how's business going with everything that's going on with the coronavirus? I said, oh, it's fine. There's no change. We're still surviving. Everything's going really, really well. Tuesday night was completely dead. By Wednesday, we had our online ordering platform up and ready, up and running, and we were accepting deliveries and ready to go. So, you know, identifying when these big changes are happening and putting in the work to actually make these things happen so that you're ready to pivot at the moment that you need to. So that was really
That's very good. That maybe let's go talk a little bit about what are you doing now to drive your online orders? What kind of advertising you're doing? What kind of strategies you're doing?
Sure. So I guess we've got a bit more flexibility now that we have our own delivery or online ordering platform. So we've had to hustle because we're not set up for home delivery. You know, we've never done any of our own internal delivery before. So I'm doing some of the deliveries. My fiance is doing some of the deliveries. I've got staff doing some of the deliveries. And, you know, we've even just now, we've got an account with Uber, which is a gold account and has a 60% discount. And so what we can do is if the customer's close enough and they're paying a $5 delivery fee, we can actually send the food in an Uber from the Uber app for $4 and we get the delivery done. And it doesn't cost us anything. And we actually guarantee the sale and then we don't pay a commission to Uber. So, you know, that allows us to then do some special promotions because we're not paying any commissions to external companies. So, for example, we're running two promotions at the moment. One of them is a buy one, get one free burger. And that's to get a lot of attention so that people see it or are aware that we now offer delivery or takeaway. And, you know, they're going to get more than just a burger. They might going to need some snacks to share, or they might want a dessert, or they might order some extra burgers. So
drinks or cocktails. Well, you aren't cocktails at home, you know?
Exactly. And that's something else that we got into very quickly. As soon as the announcement came that we were then legally allowed to sell takeaway alcohol. So that's another thing, which I'll get into in just a minute. But some other promotions is, I started noticing that a lot of customers were struggling to get, food from the supermarket. You know, they were inundated with customers. They were running low on stock. You know, it was a challenging time for consumers to get access to food. So as a restaurant that has a lot of produce and a lot of stock that instantly, you know, we have no use for because our in-store dining business is completely shut down, I saw a bit of an opportunity to try and sell that produce direct to the customers that needed it because they couldn't get it from their local supermarket. So what I created was something called a survival pack. And what it was is someone can buy 6, 12 or 24 burgers at a discounted price because they're buying in bulk, and they get all the ingredients separate. And they can make their own burgers at home. So it sort of takes the in-store dining experience and takes it into the homes of the people so they can still create that experience in the comfort of their own home. So the other thing that we created, we also did, you know, a build your own taco survival kit so that people can create their own tacos at home. And it makes it fun and exciting, and it takes the stress out of them having to worry about, you know, what to cook that night. You know, and it's designed for, you know, if it was a family of five, it might be dinner for that night, or it could be a couple that, you know, can't get access to food or don't want to worry about cooking. So they can just use that meal for the next 3 days and they don't have to worry about it. So it was taking the stress out of trying to get food or thinking about cooking. And, you know, there's enough stress going on at the moment. So it was an opportunity to relieve that.
Excellent. So to my knowledge, we're running maybe 4 or 5 different campaigns at once, correct?
That's okay. Correct.
The beauty of this, you're not counting on one thing.
No.
So the 4 or 5 different campaigns, they're working on different days of the week, different times of the week.
That's
and cool. Where people have, we're in different mood. How do you find that response? Are people responding to different things on different days?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, what the key takeaway from this is really that you need to experiment and you need to try. And then you got to see what works. And then you take that data and you learn from it. And then you pivot or you change or you apply, you know, more force behind that campaign if it's working really well. And, you know, what I'm finding is that our survival packs, because a lot of them are in bulk, you know, 12 burgers, 24 burgers, 12 tacos, 24 tacos, people are ordering that closer to the weekends because, you know, they might have a family of five sitting at home and they're all in isolation. So therefore they see more value in buying the 24 taco kit on a Friday night because they know that's going to be shared amongst the entire family. So then what we do is we change, with the help of yourself, Mark, of course, is to change the content and really target it based around those weekend periods, because that's when people are looking for those packages. So again, learning every day from trying and experimenting and tasting, doing different things and seeing what works.
And what doesn't work, and optimizing it a lot along the way.
Exactly right.
This is brilliant. What else would you like to add? What else would you advise other venue owners to be paying attention to right now?
Yeah, I think, you know, for us, we've had a really big challenge because, as I mentioned earlier, both of my venues are really based on customer experience. And so it's been a huge shift in the mindset as an operator to think we're not an experience inside the restaurant anymore, but how do we create an experience inside the customer's home? Because that's what we're forced to deal with. So it's about changing the way you look at things. And so even little things like, you know, on our website previously, we would have had book now to book a table, but that can't happen anymore, and it can't happen for the foreseeable future. So therefore, changing things to order online now and having a button called order now, you know, little things like that. Some other things that I did, which are working quite well, is our gift card promotion. So we're offering gift cards to our customers, which they can purchase for dine-in when we reopen. So they can't use it now, but it's them supporting their local business to help give business owners a bit of cash flow so we can survive through this period. But what we're doing is giving the customer double the amount of value for the gift card that they purchase. So in an example would be, if someone was to pay $100, they would get a $200 gift card that they could then you know, spend in the restaurant later on. So, you know, they're getting double the amount of value. So there's a huge incentive there. So the benefit is, for the venue, we get the money now, and then the customer gets the benefit when we reopen, that they get to spend a lot more than what they paid for the
Will work like a cash flow surge right now for the business.
Absolutely.
And it's something that you would do short term.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's right. And then taking it even further, there was some extra, you know, I guess amplification that I was able to put behind that. There's one that I've already done, and then there's one that I'm about to launch very soon, which is exciting, and I'm happy to share it with you. But it's one that we've done is, I've got a network of social media influencers, and I've only rolled this out to a few so far. You know, if for anyone that's worked with influencers previously, sometimes it can be really, really effective, and other times it can't. But what I've done is created a 50% off discount code for all my influencers, so that they can then promote the 50% off gift vouchers. And then we're basically reaching an entirely new audience of customers that we may not reach through our own social media platforms, to try and sell these gift vouchers to. And by each influencer having their own discount code, you can actually track the results and see who's delivering the best results. And the ones that deliver the best results, you can probably speak to them and have a conversation about maybe offering some sort of incentive for them if they want to continue promoting it. And so I had a promotion run on the weekend, and one of my influencers posted on her story. She had a following of about 500,000 people, and we sold a few gift cards instantly as soon as she promoted it. And so that was a few hundred dollars that came into the business straight away, and it didn't cost me a cent to do that. And so that worked really well. Now, the next thing, taking it beyond influencers, is I started to think, well, who else has an audience of customers that might want to get double the amount of value at a really cool restaurant that they may have heard about or have never heard of before, but are happy to buy it? And so when you think of platforms like Groupon, Living Social, all of these platforms, they've got an audience, and that audience is already accustomed to buying packages that are at a discount. So we're about to launch a Groupon campaign next week, which is basically giving their customers access to 50% off gift vouchers. And so they've got a huge database of customers, and so I'm able to now tap into that, and literally it doesn't cost me anything more than what I'm currently doing, but It gets money into the business now, and it gives customers a whole lot of value that they can redeem at some point in the future.
Excellent. Adam, thank you for your time. I think we wanted to keep these videos nice and short and crisp and straight to the point, and I think you ticked off every single box.
If I could just pass some further wisdom before we wrap up, probably the most valuable thing that I've experienced through this, and my career expands over about 15 years through media, marketing, and I've been in the restaurant business for about 5 years now. And I've been through the 2008, GFC and the recession. And so I've experienced some challenging times, but this for me is personally probably by far the biggest challenge that I've had in my career to date. And, you know, not only trying to be innovative and experiment and just to continue to try to do things until you find what works. That's probably one of the most important things that I've considered.
Mindset. It's mindset.
Yeah.
It's trying to be positive and staying calm, because as soon as you freak out and you join the hysteria, you can't shoot yourself in the foot straight away, man.
Start making bad decisions. And
that's
so
right. That's
if,
right.
If you think with a clear head and don't let all the negativity get into your head, and you just rise above it and you just keep working on the task at hand one day at a time, and you keep chipping away, and then, you know, this is all going to blow over, and, you know, we've been through it before, we've come out the other side, and it's going to happen again. And the government is pumping so much money into the system that if you're there and you can survive, there's so much good that's going to come out of it if you can survive through this period. So
absolutely. Adam, thank you for your time, man.
Pleasure, man. Thank you for having me. Thank you for everything you've done for us and the businesses. Honestly, I couldn't do it without you. So,
absolute pleasure, man. Absolute pleasure. Thank you for being a brilliant client too, you know. Not a problem, mate. Thank you.
It's a lot of fun.